I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. If there was an Alcoholics Anonymous type club for book collectors, I'd be in it. I own more books than I'll ever be able to read if I live to be 100, and I'm already close to 2/3 of the way there. I really need to prune down my collection. I buy books on just about every topic, but there are three categories that make up the bulk of my collection. One is metal detecting. I've sold several articles to the treasure hunting magazines. I've written a book on the topic. I've been associate editor for a treasure hunting magazine, and I do a treasure hunting podcast. My second area of specialization is magic. I was big into magic when I was a kid, and just recently I've returned to that hobby in a big way. And my third area is adult slow pitch softball. Again, I've written a book on the topic, and I do this podcast on the sport. Now, of these three interest areas, magic, treasure hunting, and softball, there are by far the largest number of books on magic, literally thousands of them. And this makes sense because magic has been around for thousands of years. Metal detecting began in earnest in the 1960s and comes in second in the number of books available. And slow pitch softball, which began in the late 1800s but didn't evolve into our game until the 1920s, comes in a distant third in the number of books written about the subject. Why are there so few books on softball? Here are my guesses. First, when compared to magic or treasure hunting, softball is easy and requires no books to play. Second, I may be repeating a dangerous stereotype here, but I think that probably a smaller percentage of softball players enjoy reading or buying books. And please rest assured that you aren't on this list of non-readers or you wouldn't have found this podcast, right? If you want to own a decent library on magic, you probably need to buy about 100 books. There's close-up magic, stage magic, impromptu magic, mentalist magic, card magic, coin magic, table magic, rope magic, and the list goes on and on and on. And there are tons of books out there on all of these subjects. With treasure hunting, there's coin shooting or coin finding, relic hunting, beach hunting, underwater hunting, park hunting, school hunting, private property hunting, cash hunting, and that list goes on and on too. Lots and lots of books for each of those topics and more. But how many different subjects come to mind in the category of adult slow pitch softball? Well, you've got pitching tips, fielding tips, hitting tips, and bats. But bats are hard to cover in a book because there are new ones coming out every month. And by the time your book about softball bats is published, your information is obsolete. And as for pitching, fielding, and batting, those three topics can easily be covered in a single book. If you do a web search for books on adult slow pitch softball, you'll find very few current books out there. When I Google the phrase adult slow pitch softball books, the first four hits I get are for my own book. Is that sad or what? The bottom line is nobody's writing books about our sport. As far as I can tell, just three have been written in the last 5 years. They are, insert drum roll here, The Complete Guide to Slow Pitch Softball by Rayner and Julie Martins, Serious Slow Pitch Softball by Jim Ramsey and Gene Smith, and Managing and Coaching Adult Slow Pitch Softball by me, Dan Hughes. The first two books are reviewed in podcasts number 70 and 72, and my book is covered in my own softball website. With this in mind, just think how lucky you are to be a softballer. If you were a treasure hunter, you'd need 20 or 30 books for a decent library. If you were a magician, you'd need 50 or 100. But as a softballer, you can buy just three books and you've got it covered. Thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on adult slow pitch softball, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.